Newton, wow.
And I don't know if you saw the NFL Network's presentation of the game. They picked the winner before the game. Every panelist picked Carolina.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to our hotline right now. We have got Clint Conk coming up. We got a big show, so hang around, including the award-winning Choose Your News and a guy who is in the news frequently lately. And
playing good golf.
Darn right, John Daly.
Hey,
what's
John?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
What's happening?
You know what? Man? Next time you have a press conference, you need to hold one of those John L. Smith-type press conferences.
Well, you know, John was on the big screen with your son. Your son got there. I guess it was the Bama game. Did you notice that your boy got on camera?
Oh yeah,
He looks just like you. Everybody was laughing up the stands. That's just like John, man.
And I got to tell you, John, they reran the Faraday thing with you, and I've had more people say that was the most watched and most intriguing and most compelling and most spill your guts interview that Faraday's ever done. And I didn't know that you were that close to Faraday in the day.
Me and David Faraday in South Africa in the day, back in the late 80s, that's why it was easy to talk to him, because he's been through the same crap I've been through. So
yeah,
it's just like talking to your buddy, you know?
Yeah.
Well, the mural, when you guys redid that,
yeah,
and you had to think for a split second, do you want to take that painting off? It's an outstanding job on that wall now.
Well, throughout the show, John continues to say, yeah, that's pretty nice. And right at the end, he goes, to hell with it. Let's paint it.
Yep.
I think it's 10 times better than what it was. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That was such an entertaining yet compelling. I mean, you'd be laughing hard when you're teeing off out of the guy's mouth. But in the next segment, when you guys were having a serious conversation, and I didn't know Faraday's problems were as deep as they were. As for me and what I'm going through, it was very compelling television.
Yeah, his was more, you know, he lives on the meds, and, you know, I don't like the meds, so that was about the only thing that me and him really didn't see eye to eye on, but you know, but it's different strokes for different folks, you know, whatever gets you through the day without screwing up.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know how it is, it's one day at a time. And I look back at that, whatever open you were in, and I've been there, John, I've been there, when you were actually shivering on the golf course because you were going through what you were going through. And I've been there, and I know what it's like, and other people don't. They look at him, they go, what a pathetic son of a gun. But you're trying to beat it, you're trying to fight it, and the only way you can beat it and fight it is to stay active, keep after it.
And hit a golf ball off his face.
Yeah.
Hey, John, one thing you were very open about and that we didn't know anything about was the your personal issues with your your dad and your brother and all that. And congratulations to your brother on recently getting married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just, I'd just gotten back from the Bama game. It was raining pretty hard at Fayetteville, and you know, we watched a little bit of the third quarter from inside Burroughs Complex, and Lil John was having a football game with a bunch of kids in there, and he was actually winning, so I wanted to watch him.
Well, if there's anybody you want to seek marital advice about, John Daly would be that guy.
But got back about 2 minutes before they got married at the Lions Den.
Wow.
Well, we're happy for him. And this is somebody he either was married to a long time ago or dated before.
Yeah, Jamie and Missy have been married before.
Hey,
and it's been a while.
She's a looker.
Well, we met her. Yeah, we met her at the Eminem's customer appreciation at Eminem Stop and Shop.
That's his. He's never stopped loving Missy. He's loved her for his, you know, pretty much ever since he met her, and he's just never stopped loving her.
Well, Jamie does a lot of charity work with us, and we wish him nothing but the best.
Oh, no doubt.
So
he's happy, and the wedding took 44 seconds, by the way.
44 seconds.
Excellent.
That's longer than two series that the Razorbacks had against ULM.
I think it's longer than two of John's marriages.
Ba-da-bing!
Hey, I heard you were taking, I read where you're taking a few weeks off to work on the golf course.
Well, that, and I got a little tendonitis in my elbow that been trying to treat it pretty good. And, you know, fortunately, I got in Vegas and I got in Fry's. So keeping my fingers crossed to get that top 125. I think I'm 133 on the money list right now. So
no, after where you've been.
Playing great, man.
Yeah,
had a great year.
You have come back strong.
Yeah, it's been a decent year. It's been you know, the good news is I think I've pretty much got my card in Europe, so I go just free will it and hopefully get in the top 125 and start on the West Coast at home.
Well, I think I speak for all Arkansans. We're damn proud of you for overcoming what you had to deal with and what you deal with on a daily basis. I know I'm there, and just one day at a time. Keep it up, buddy.
You got it, guys.
Hey, and while you're off all this time, you ought to come down there because some of the most great radio shows we have is when you're on the whole show because you hold no punches and you make us look good.
Yeah. You guys need to just bring your show to Lion's Den every morning.
Well, I know we'd eat good.
You will eat good.
If my doctor had his way, I would move to Dardanelle, and I would up in a cabin by myself. But that can't be done now. But we look forward to talking to you again.
You got it, guys. I just want to call and say hi, that I love you, and everybody just don't give up on our Hawks. You know, Tyler's back.
That's right.
I still think we're going to salvage a bowl.
I still say there's a chance your boy Gruden shows up.
Yeah, keep talking to Gruden, would you?
I have. I've been on it.
All right. We'll talk to you, John Daly, on the hotline on the show with no name. Thanks, John.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Follow him on Twitter.
Look here,